Okay, boys. Say today's daf is daf Ayin Ches. We're holding the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Dam shenis arba mayim. I have dam for purpose of the zrika sadam that got mixed with water. And in fact, there's more water than there's dam. Normally, I say go basa roiv, and therefore I don't have dam left for purposes of doing the zrika sadam. Says our Mishnah no. As long as yesh boy maris dam, as long as you can still see a tint of blood in the water, it is kosher. The Mishnah doesn't tell us what that shiur is yesh boy maris dam. Tosfos, however, said it has to have a strong maris dam, not just a dam kosher. If you look at the very bottom Tosfos on the fourth line, the last few words on the line, when he talks about maris dam dektoni, hani maris dam gomor, v'loi chazuta ba'alma. There has to be a fairly strong presence of the dam. I don't know what the percentages are, but it's not 1% we see. A little bit, if you look under a microscope, if you have excellent eyes, yeah, you see a little tint of red. No, it's got to be stronger. Maybe it's an 80% to 20% mixture. Doesn't say what the shiurim are, but it has to be at least that you can tell that there's dam there. Because if you can't tell dam anymore, then it does no longer has that quality of dam for purposes of the zrikas of dam for the carbon. So as long as mar is dam, it's kosher. And similarly, says our Mishnah, what happens if the dam didn't fall into water, but nisar b'yayin, with wine? Now, kuli al-moida, that wine and dam are two separate substances. However, for our purposes, it is almost like min b'minay because they're both red. We're talking about red wine, we're not talking about white wine. So if you have red wine mixing together with dam, how can you go and tell whether there's still a maris of dam? So our Mishnah says, royin oisei, ki'iluhu mayim, nitsa, ki'iluhu mayim. What you have to do is you have to go and figure out, were this to be water, would there be a maris of dam? So assuming in the first case of the Mishnah, that you would say, just to throw out an example, that you had 80% water, but 20% dam. But nevertheless, you could see clearly that there's a mixture of dam. It's obviously not transparent. It's not like your regular water. You can see that strong red tint. So assuming, again, it's an 80%, 20%, the same ratio would be now together with the yayin. Royin oisa, look at the wine as if it was mayim, and if you had that same type of 80-20 ratio, again, it would be dam kosher for purposes, or be kosher for purposes of zrika sadam. Now, what happens if this arba dam behema oy bedam hachaya? So, dam behema or chaya, Rashi says we're talking about dam chulin. Chaya, of course, is chulin. There's no such thing as bringing a behema chaya for a carbon. We had a haven been a long time ago, but the Gemara concluded there's no such thing. But dam behema, the Mishnah doesn't say clearly, so Rashi said we're talking again about shel chulin. So now we have dam of the carbon together with the dam of chulin. The two have gotten mixed together. What happens now? So again, the Tanakhama says roin oisekil humayim. Same thing like the yayin.
How did dam chaya get into the?
It shouldn't have been, but you know, no question, you should not have had that. You're not going to be machnes chulin bazar. But what happens if somebody did? What happens then? Could be that a person brought a number of behemoths to the Bismagdish. He intended to be machnes, one for an oilin, one for a shlamin, one for this and one for that. And he forgot to be machnes a particular animal. He gave it to the shoichit, and the shoichit said, I have in mind whatever the balabus has in mind. And the balabus was totally absent-minded. So afterwards he said, oh, by the way, now it's coming the time for Zrika Saddam. What should we do? Should we do it lamala lamata? Should we do it shtayim shin arba? Should we go and do it just one on the mizbeach? Well, what's the story? Mm-hmm. To tell you the truth, I never thought about it, you know. Really, so then what is this animal? I was going to make it into something, but I never made a decision. So the choyre then it remains chulin. So you'd have chulin blood inside the azara. And then guess what happened? It got mixed up with hegdish blood, in other words, real, normal, zrikas adam blood. What do you do now? So again, says the Mishnah, even though the chulin blood may overwhelm the rest of the blood in the terms of that there's a majority, again, let's say the 80-20% ratio like we had before, Nevertheless, as long as we can go and say that it's kilu ma'in, we're going to look upon the dam chaya, dam behema, as if they were ma'im, to see whether or not the kosher blood would leave a maris dam, and if it would, then it's kosher for zrika sedam, notwithstanding that it happens to be a majority of chulin blood. According to these last two cases, the Mishnah could just simply have combined, because both of them tell us the same thing, that even though you have a min b'minoi type of situation, certainly in the dam of the behema and the dam of the kodshim, in each case, roin oiski lumayim, we see whether or not there's a maris dam. But the reason why the Mishnah doesn't combine it is because in this final case that we've had so far, here we have already machlekes, because Rabbi Yehuda Omer on the top of the Omer Aleph, Ein dam mevatel dam. One dam is not mevatel a dam at all. And the reason is, says Rashi, min b'minoi loy batel. Min b'minoi doesn't become batel. In fact, other Gemaras suggest that it's not only doesn't become batel, but that it's in the same min. In fact, strengthens it by the fact that I have another dam that's there and strengthens the dam, which was the dam for Zrika. And what's the nafka mina now, lahalacha? Says Rashi here on the Amid Beis, "Vafila tipa the toich gli gadoil kosher lizrika." Even if you have a clean shika tipa, just a drop of the kosher blood, as the dam zrika fell into the dam chulin, it's also kosher lizrika. So according to Tanakama, you'd have to have at least the maris dam. Again, maybe 80-20%, maybe it's 85-15%. Whatever the ratio is, contributor. No. Even have a tabisul, a trouble, a tipa the toich gli gadoil. Also kosher l'zrika, because ein dam mevatel dam. Nis'arv b'dam psulin. What happens if the kosher blood got mixed in, not just with wine, or dam chulin, or water, but dam psulin? What is the case of dam psulin? Says the top Rashi, going roiva v'nirva. Now, of course, you shouldn't have shechted the roiva v'nirva in the first place. But what happens if only after they shechted the carbon, they realize, oi, 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 this carbon was originally a roiv v'nirva, ay ay ay, terrible. Or it was nishchat chutzlis mani chutzlim koyim, b'shas shechita, the koyin or the shoychid had in mind a machsheves pigel, pigel with a capital pay, pigel with a small pay, but lemaisa it's posel of blood. And now what happens? The kosher dam got mixed into the dam psulim. Oh, in this case, you don't say royin oisai, because you don't want to put on the mizbeach something which is posel. All the others that we had until now, they weren't posel, they just were not kosher dam. But here it's dam psulim. Shafach l'omah, then just go and pour down the omah. That is,
dam
of course, it's not that it's posel, it's just not roy to be brought for a carbon. But there's no psul. This happens to be a psul. You're talking about a roiva v'nirva.
It's like water. It's like water. It's halachically water. Because it's not, you deem it as water.
It's something where it's not qualified to be brought for a carbon. Here it's not that it's not qualified. Here we're talking about that it was disqualified because it is a psul in it.
Okay.
So that's Yishafel Chama. When I'm with Dam HaTamtzis, Dam HaTamtzis, as you know, is not the Dam HaNefesh. When we're talking about the Zrikas Adam, the Dam HaNefesh is that Dam that spurts out shortly after the Shechita. Dam HaTamtzis is dripping blood, typically at the end of the Dam HaNefesh, with only a little bit of blood left, and it kind of, now it's already no longer a major bursting and flowing, but it's just drip, 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 drop, drop, drop. That is not kosher any longer for the Zrika Saddam. What's the din? If it's Bidam Atamzis, again, Yishafech Li'omah. Same thing as Dam Psul, because it's possible blood. Reblaze says it's kosher. We'll see in the Gemara, number one, what is the Svara of the Tanakama, both by the Dam Shinsar of Bidam Psulim and the Dam Hatamzis. We're going to see in the Gemara that maybe it's based on a gzera. We're not going to see it today. That's going to be tomorrow's Gemara, Miyachim and the Yomid Beis. Reb Lev that's Machsha, we'll see whether he argues on both cases or just on the final case of the Dam HaTamtzis, that he says that he's Machsha. Miyachim, the reason why he holds his Machsha, says Rashi, because he doesn't hold of the gzera. Tanakama holds that there's a gzera, and Reb Lev holds there's no gzera. Miyachim will see that all tomorrow in the Amid Beis. Finally, it says a Mishnah, "Meloi Nimlach." If the Kohen didn't ask Vinosan, and he actually put it on the Mizbeach, Parshat is referring to these, either the final case of the Dam Tzamtzis or the Dam Tzulim and the Dam Tzamtzis again, Etchem tomorrow, if that was all the Chetchila. But B'diavad, it's kosher. The reason why it's kosher, if you're telling me that the whole reason that you cannot go and put on the Dam Tzulim or the Dam Tzamtzis is because of a Gzeira, no, Gzeira, that's L'chadchila. B'diavad, it's kosher. Again, Etchem more tomorrow. Okay, Zotimar. We started off the Mishnah Dam that got mixed in with water. The question is, what was the initial and what was the secondary that fell in? In other words, did we start with water and then Dam fell in? Or did we start off with Dam and water fell in? So you're going to say, Wosim me nafkimina, Amrab Chia bar Abba, Amrab Yechim leishonu, that we said in the Mishnah, that as long as there's a reddish Dam tint, it's kosher, leishonof l'mayim l'teich Dam. You started off with a large amount of Dam. And then they poured in a lot of water. And then the water got so much that it became the roiv inside this mizrak. But you could still see that there was dam there because you still see that reddish tint to it. Says our Mishnah, it's still kosher. If it started off in the klisharis, if it was mayim, I don't know why there was klisharis, it was mayim. Maybe they wanted to use that for the rechitzas yudayim v'raglayim for the kayhanim. As you know, we learned in the Gemara earlier, in the previous Masechta, that you don't have to take a dafka from the kiyar. If you take the same kosher water for the chitzis daim raglayim in a regular ketine, which is a klishares, is also good. So maybe that's why there was mayim there. It doesn't make a difference. Maybe the reason why there was mayim, because they were soaking out the kli to take out whatever residue of the blood there, and they were going to pour it out into the yama. But the fact of the matter is that the mizrak was full of water, and dam started dripping into the water. So now, based on our Mishnah, just see at the end, after all the dam has dripped in, let's see how much we're talking about. Is there a maris of dam or not? Says Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan, no. In this case, rishon bottle. We've had this concept already before, kama bottle, that if little drips and drops fall in, into that water, as every drop falls in, it becomes bottle. So even though subsequently, at the end of all the dripping and the dropping, we're going to go and find that there is a strong tint of blood. Sorry, we will not say chozer v'neyar. We'll say that the whole thing is bottle. Tosis points out that's all because we're talking about drip, 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 drip. If, however, you started off with mayim, and then a shos of a large quantity of dam fell in, we wouldn't say rishon bottle. Rishon bottle is only about a bissel, a drop, a drop, a drop. But a whole shos comes in at one time. If you're wondering where is this toisis, the toisis is again the bottom toisis on ayin zayin omid beis. Look at the end, two lines before the bottom. You'll see on that second line before the bottom, towards the end of the line, filler the man the isle rishon bottle mechavius. So start again. Rishon ritum bottle, bechavius, bechavius, beyoisim epichavius, if you have a large stream that's coming in. Well, why don't we go to the previous line? Go three lines from the bottom. V'yesh loyma, toli omer rishon bottle, kishima'ara b'shefa harba yachad. If you're pouring in a lot of blood into the kli all at one time, then you don't go and say rishon bottle because you have a very large kli. You have a large quantity and volume of blood all spilling at one time. But if you're talking about drip, 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 then that's what we say to Rabbi Yochanan, kama, kama. Fine, that's a very good footnote on our Mishnah, that you don't automatically say mar is dam is kusha. Depends which one came in first.
Why are we dealing with mara? Usually we deal with the substance of like bittel barov, bittel b'shishim, masayim. Mm-hmm. We never say by truma, by kilai kerem. Well, we look at it. If we can't recognize the kilai kerem in this, then we'll assume it's all bittel.
Very good. Because so if you do me a favor, please turn the daf, ayin tes umar aleph.
Yeah.
Mitch, I'm going to learn this tomorrow. You'll see in the middle of the Amid Amar Rava.
Yes.
Amar Rabbanim B'Taima, V'Amar Rabbanim B'Ruba, V'Amar Rabbanim B'Chazusa.
Thank you.
That there are three klolim when it comes to taruvas. Sometimes you look whether it's nois and tam, like by kashrus, for instance. We're going to talk about that shortly as well. V'Amar Rabbanim B'Ruba, sometimes just go basa roiv, and sometimes chazusa means you go basa ma.
By parents, okay.
Okay, Mitchum, that's going to be tomorrow's discussion. We're going to talk about it a little bit here in the Amid Beis, but here it's going to be. Amra Papa, ul inyan kisui, meaning kisui adam, ein echein defisha, ein dichoi b'mitzvahs. What are we talking about kisui adam? As you know, Anytime you shecht a chaya or an oif, as opposed to a behema, obviously as a result of the shechita, there's blood that's spilled, let's say, on the ground. You have to do is you have to do kisei adam. You have to be mechased the kiso ba'ofer. Okay, what happens if whilst the person is shechting, that blood spills tak onto the ground, but the ground was wet. There was a puddle because it had rained a few hours ago or whatever. And now what happens is that the dam spills into the water. So now presumably we're talking about a relatively, let's say we're talking about an oif. Chai, of course, you have a huge amount. Oif, you don't have a lot of blood. So what happens if drip, drip, drip spills into the water down below? Would you say then the same thing? That since nafal dam letoich mayim, rishon bottle. Would you say that Allah, and therefore there's no longer a din of kisei hadam, because there's so little dam to talk about? No, in kisei ein oikein, lefish ein dichoi b'mitzvahs. There's no such thing as the chiyah b'mitzvahs. What does Rapapa mean to say? You remember when we talked about karbonis earlier, we had that there's a machloikis, whether there's dichoi v'kavi bali chayim, didochim, einin didochim, kuli al-mamoid, however, that shchutim on didochim. That's a concept when it comes to kochim. You're talking about mitzvahs, you don't say it's nidcha. Meaning, even though initially, as the little drops fall into the water, we said kama bottle, and therefore, if we were talking about dam of zrikas adam, said Rabbi Yochanan, even though subsequently all the drops added up together to leave a mara of dam in the water, nevertheless, said Rabbi Yochanan, kusher. So it all depends on. If nafli mayim l'toich dam, said Rabbi Yochanan, that's where our Mishnah said, maris dam is kush. Nafli dam l'toich mayim rishon bottle, another drop, even though ultimately it's, let's say, 20% in our example, so therefore it leaves a maris dam, sorry, bottle, it's not kosher for the zrika sadam. The Papa said, like you say, dam, that's not the case. Drop. If at the end of all the drips and the drops, you find that there is a mare of dam, then there is a mitzvah of kisei hadam after all. Why? Because although legabe the case of kodshim, we do not say chozer v'neir, add all these drops together, and therefore we have a mare of dam, and therefore it's chayiv. Here, we do say that by kisei hadam. Because by kisei hadam, by mitzvah, there is no such concept that the mitzvah is nidcha, even though temporarily there's no dam here. It became bottled in the water, kama bottle. However, as they keep on accumulating another drop, then it's chosven neyer, says Rashi. So it's not that Rapapa says l'inikisei enikin, that there's no concept of kama bottle. He also agrees kama bottle. He only holds, however, that once you have a large quantity that has accumulated, then chosven neyer, even though initially that first drop, second drop, that became bottle. But now that I have enough that has accumulated, that there is a mara of dam in the water, oh, come, schnell, bring your offer and be machas of the dam.
Then you're dumb enough.
Now the question is, isn't Zrika Saddam also a case of a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah of the Kohanim to go and do the Zrika. Says Rashi, when you're talking about Zrika Saddam as well as you're talking about Kodshim, it has a special category called the category of Hegdish and Kedusha. By Hegdish and Kedusha, we do find that concept of Dichoy, and that's why we spoke about it as the Machloikis, or the Balichayim Nidochim, or Einem Nidochim. However, the case of mitzvahs, no such concept of Dichoy, so even if temporarily, you cannot go and do it. But if afterwards you can, Chozvene. Let's see the Rashi in the middle of the Amud. See Rashi, let's start off with the Inyan Kisui. Kisui, it's about 8 lines from the top of the Amud. Inyan Kisui. Tetnam bein nami ki hai gavna. Nis ar b'mayim. If the blood got mixed into water, a Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin. Now, even though the dam went into the mayim, drip, drop. If you accumulate all together, why? Even though that first drop became bottle as it fell into the water. And the third, and the fourth, and the fifth. It reawakens, and now it's mitzaref. Now there's a maradam. It took us an hour till we got there, because it drips one slowly. But now that all of them have accumulated, choyzer nir lekisoy, v'lo yamrin er hoyu v'nidcha yidocha. T'lo yishayach dichoy, ela v'davar shebekdusha, davar kedusha. When you're talking about kodshim, yeah, there is a concept of dichoy. However, there's no such concept when it comes to mitzvahs, so even though temporarily it was nidcha, you don't say, kimish nidcha yidocha. As soon as that's choyzer v'neir, you have a mitzvah of kisoy adam after all.
There's no statute of limitations?
The statute of limitations only by Karbanis, but not by mitzvahs.
Which word would you use for nidche?
Where would you use nidche?
No, in English.
Nidche means that it's...
Rejected?
Rejected, right.
So you then have, it gets reinstated.
Exactly. So it's really, in the case of mitzvahs, it's not a full rejection, it's suspended. And then if ultimately you have more and more and it accumulates, then it gets reawakened, and then it's, the suspension is over.
Is this far on? Why Kedusha is not by mitzvah?
It's probably based on Psukim or Aloch Lamish Vesina. I was looking earlier, because the Gemara earlier talks about Baal HaChaim Didochim and Nan Didochim, and the Gabbe, so we have back on Ayin Gimel Amid Bey, the last few lines, Elohok Mandiyam Baal HaChaim Didochim, Mandiyam Baal HaChaim Enim Didochim, Harishchut and Kuli Alman Didochim. Rashi over there and the Tois over there don't tell us what's the reason why Nidachim. Presumably there's a pasuk for it, Allah Mashiach Sinai, but the Gemara didn't bring a psukim, and I didn't go through the whole Shas to figure it out. It would take me 7.5 years, so I figured we had to give the shir this morning. So, yeah, it was up there.
We said that when if the Dam pours almost simultaneously into the Mayim,
mm-hmm.
then we don't say Tipa Tipa Batel.
Right.
Do we say the reverse, that when we have Dam in the Kli,
mm-hmm.
and the water pours in mm-hmm. all at once, right. also it overwhelms it? I mean, is that the halacha symmetrical for both cases?
Well, because at the end we look at whether there's a Mar Dam or not. So even if you pour in a lot of water,
it doesn't matter.
Amar Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish comes up with a very interesting halacha, and it's so interesting that there's a machloikis in exactly what the fact pattern is. According to our Gemara, our lashon Gemara is hapigel vanuiser vahatome shabolon ze boze viacholon is potter. Can you imagine? Person has a piece of pigel. Each time we're talking about a kazayis. Kazayis of pigel, kazayis of noisa, kazayis of tame, yeah. and bolam zebiza. On the Lashon HaGemara, sounds like you mix it together in a mixing bowl. However, Rashi and Tosis seem to be learning that it got mixed together by putting it into his mouth at the same time, and he started chewing it. By chewing it, it all got mixed up in his mouth. The ochlan, and then eventually he swallowed it. He's potur. We're talking about a person did it, bemazed, with knowledge as to what he is doing, and in fact they even gave him hasra'ah, and they said, "Mister, don't do it, you're going to be over on the loch of pigel." Or they gave him hasra'ah, and they said, "You're going to be over the loch of noiser." Or they gave him hasra'ah, "You're going to be over the loch of tameh." In all of these cases, it's going to be potter. What's the reason why it's going to be potter? So Rashi explains, as we'll see momentarily, because since you're chewing the pigel and the noiser and the tameh simultaneously, I don't know which is going to be the mevatel and which one is going to be the botel. One is going to be the larger shear vis-a-vis the other one, even though you started off with the same shear kazayas of all three. By definition, when you are chewing it, one of them, presumably a drop of it, is going to go down his throat more quickly and won't be a kazayas at that point. And therefore, it's going to be the smaller quantity compared to the larger quantity. Since when it comes to food items, you go basar roi. Oh, I thought it's a din of basar shishim, basar tam. Oh, that's a very good question. Mir Tashem, we're going to deal with that momentarily. But in the meantime, Rashi, by the way, points out that we're talking about not that they were all three of the same min, meaning all meat. In the Hava Minna, one or two of them were meat, and the other one was, for instance, shiori mincha. So in each case, he was putting a kazayis of that in his mouth. Now, the lashon of the Gemara is apigel vanoisa v'tamei, all three. However, when you look through the Rashi, he doesn't mention the tamei. On the other hand, Tosfos at the top, on the left-hand margin, quotes Rashi at length, and he also leaves out the tamei. You see, on the fourth line, Tosfos says apigel vanoisa. Kizayis mizeh, u kizayis mizeh, shebolan. That's the Dibra Maskel of the Toisis on the fourth line. It sounds like that Tosis and Rashi are not goyres the inyan of the tummy. And in fact, many are medayik that that's how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. However, what's even more, if you will, interesting or amazing is, once you finish the going down to the, when you get to the wide lines, the middle wide lines, he says, ad kan loshana kuntris, that's how Rashi learns, v'kosha, dim hisra bishloshtan pshita. So he says that shloshtan obviously means that there are three minim over here. So even though Tosis initially just pig of a noise leaves out the tameh, however, he gave hasra by all three. What are all three? There are only two. Big Lenoitz, apparently there are all three. So it's a little bit strange in terms of the Girsa. We're going to get back to all of that shortly. First, let's finish off the Shema Minos. We'll take a look at the Rashi to get a better feel for all of this. Zukta Chresh Lokesh, you're going to be potter. I, the person, is giving him Hasra'a. The Gemara is going to say it's a Hasra'a Sofik. Why is there a Hasra'a Sofik? Because I don't know which one is going to be the Roiv against the other one, since I cannot do a sonogram of his mouth as he is eating, so I don't know which is going to be the Roiv and which one is going to be bottled to the right. And we'll see that in a minute in the Rashi. Says Yimor Yefsher, Shliyar b'min al-chaveira v'yibatlenu. It's impossible that one min should not be riboy over the other. If you're goyris all three, it's easier to understand that Yefsher. It's as if two of them are going to band together against the third one. So, for instance, the pig of a noiser, they may become the roiv against the tamei. There's no way of knowing which one is being mitzaref to the other to become the mevatlin, and which is going to be the third, which is going to be the bottle. So, what difference does all of this make? Shema mina. So we have three shema mina. Shema mina klas. Shema mina isur mevatlin ze ezeh. I might have thought that whenever we talk about a bittel of Isser, you're talking normally, for instance, when you're cooking something, so you're starting off with a Dvar Heter, and then unfortunately a Dvar Isser fell in, so then you have to go and determine whether the Heter is Mavatel the Isser. What our Gemara is telling us is that even an Isser can be Mavatel an Isser, to the point where there is no Isser at all, and it's going to be pot. We'll see again more about this momentarily. Ushmamina, Nuisin Tam Beroiv Lav the Araisa. That the fact that one is giving tamen to the other, that doesn't count min hatoyer. What means it doesn't count? Because, like Rashi, I told you earlier, Rashi says, we're talking about these are two separate minim, basar and shiori mincha. Presumably the basar would give tam into the shiori mincha, so why doesn't he go and get malchus for the fact that, regardless of which one happens to be the roiv and which is not the roiv, I have that nesinas tam. After all, we know, typically, when talking about Nesinas Tam by foods, it's Echad B'Shishim. So, Oy Bazoi, if you feel that there's the Tam of the Pigel inside the Noiser, the Basar, inside the Shiur and Mincha, if you feel it, then you should go and get Malkus because of Nesinas Tam. See, Tzichos Nesinas Tam is only the Rabbanan and not the Araisa, and that's why there's no Malkus. Ushmamina, the third reason is, or the third Shmamina is, Hasra Savik Lo Shma Hasra. Even if you go and scream at the guy, hey, you're eating figgles, you're eating nicer, you're eating dame. In other words, you give one of those three hasrois. Maybe at the end of the day, he did not have a roiv of pigle, he had a roiv of nicer. Or maybe he didn't have a roiv of nicer, he had a roiv of dame. So what he is eating, therefore, is not what the hasroa was, it's hasroa itself, because I don't really know what's going on in his mouth, what's going to go down, and what's going to be mevatel the other one. So
if he gives a chasra for all three, why isn't he covered?
That's a very good question. From Rashi, Rashi doesn't give that Eitza. Tosis, however, asks or says your statement right after the short lines of the narrow lines of the Tosis. You see the first wide line, the kasha, the im.
I'm sorry, which wide line?
This large Tosis, how big of a noise?
I'm looking. The kasha, the im, hasra, the shloshman pshita, the loket.
Oh, you don't have to continue on. That's your point.
Right.
So that's the Tshuva. Our Mishnah, our Gemara says that he's potter. L'chayr, if he gives Asura for all three, he should zichah be like it. If you want to know the answer, that's why you have the rest of the Tosis. That's all for homework. Right. But in the meantime, let's just take a quick look at the Rashi so that we have a better feel for this Gemara, because the Gemara on the surface is very hard to follow. So look at Rashi, Shabolin Zebezez, four lines before the wide lines. Shabolin Zebezez, Kzayis Mizeh, or Kzayis Mizeh. But Nosel Etoich Bib, he took a Kzayis from this one and from that one. Doesn't say three Kzayis, okay, Lav Dafka, Otzi Kiruch Lelezu V'Lasel. So he says a Kzayis of that, Kzayis of that, put it into his mouth. Potami Malkis, Vafil Hisrubai. Listen, don't do it. Two Adam give Masra. Why? When he goes and chews it, then Nivla Min Latoy Chaver, right? That's why it sounds like we're not talking about that there was a bolan zebezeh before he put it into his mouth. The belila, that is the mixing, happens as a result of the chewing. And now what happens as a result is that there's going to be a miut of the one that is, I guess, chewed more quickly or what have you. And that's going to become the miut vis-a-vis the roiv of the other. Once it becomes bottle, and one remains your full kazayas, and the other one is only 0.99 of a kazayas, that bottle is now going to be noisif on the mavatel, v'nikr bishmoi, and it becomes mamish bottle, v'nikr b'minoi. V'iyaf shel chamish leyehemi minho echad, bottle b'chaveira yois mima, shebottle min chaveira boi. There's no way of knowing in advance, and even whilst he's chewing, which one is going to be the larger quantity that he's going to. That would be the mavatel, and the one that's in it, which becomes the bottle. The one that is the bottle, vis-a-vis the one that is the mavatel, he won't have a shear. The bottle is shiurei. Now it's less. I've chewed it, and now there's less than that original kazayas. One has become bottle in the other one, and I don't know which one is which. Is it that the noiser became bottle in the pickle, or the pickle became bottle in the noiser? Or if you go to all three, was the pickle became bottle to the noiser and the tummy, or the noiser became bottle to the pickle and the tummy, etc. You see, Rashi never mentions the word tummy at all, and he never mentions the specifics. He just talks about two. One is the mavatel, one is the bottle. Lichli masrinim bay. Now, the two edim are there. They're giving masra liyadina mishum may nasri bay. What should we say? Don't go and eat the pickle. I'm not eating pickle. The pickle is becoming bottle in the noiser, and so therefore what I'm being oiver is the noiser. The Torah Lahas is by Mishumo Isser. You can't go and just simply say, Mister, what you're doing is osir. I don't know why it's osir, but it's osir. I know whether it's because of the pickle, or because of the noiser, because of the tummy, but it's osir. That's not enough. You have to be very, very direct, and you have to tell them which isser we're talking about. Hilka Kimasru Bay Mishum Pigle, have Yesra Sofik. Maybe there's no chiyuv in the pickle because it's less than a kazayis. It became bottle to the other, to the noiser, which was the mavatel. And the same thing became a noiser. The avagav the maskana, vade echad minayu. There's no question about it. At the end of the day, if you can measure in his stomach, you would discover which one is the mavatel, which one is the bottle. V'shasas ro'am yasafiku. V'chol echad, im yavar olav, im loy. V'asro safik la v'asroi. So therefore, says Rashi, any asra that you're going to go and give him is, I don't know whether he's going to be over on pickle. I don't know if he's going to be over on noiser. I don't know if he's going to be over on tome. Because one is going to become bottle to the other. Two become bottle to the other. I don't know who's going to remain at the end as the mavatel, which one is the bottle. Therefore, potter, you do not get malchus. It doesn't mean that you're allowed to eat it. But
that's a sure thing.
Exactly. Much like Rabbi Yechon and Rishtokish. It was a thing. And therefore,
then you should be
higher. Then what you're asking is a general halacha throughout Shas. Mm-hmm. Every time there's a safik, why don't you go and say the chumra, and that's enough to go and give malchus.
Think of malchus on a safik.
Yeah, but Bill is asking, why don't you go and say safik deraisa, safik deraisa, let's go the chumra. And the answer is that safik deraisa, the chumra tells you not to go and eat it, not to use it, stay away, but not to go and give malchus. You can't go and give malchus on a safik, because maybe this hasra was not an effective hasra, and to go and give someone pech, 39 lashes, he has to have a very strong hasra, which is hasra's vadai, not hasra's sofik. There's a machlik as a gabi hasra's vadai and hasra's sofik as well, but our Gemara is saying, what Rish Lakish is telling us, three halachas. Just quickly to continue on the Rashis, Shema mino isur mevatlin zeh, ki hecha di hetar mevatl isur, v'lo yamirin isura lo mevatl isura, I might have thought only a heter. I have a large chulent, fleishiks, there's pieces of meat in there, and a little bit of chazer fat falls in. So what's the din now? Is it kosher? Not kosher. Okay, so normally, if you go basaroy, it's a large chulent, and you have a little chazer fat, then it's going to be bottle b'roy. If you're going to go and say, nah, you have to go basar nesinas tam, fine. See the nesinas tam. Ask a goy to taste it. Do you feel the chazer fat? Don't you feel the chazer fat? al tzeiget. But I might have thought that's only hetter mavatel yisa. But they're both isurim anyway. Pigel and noisa, noisa and pigel. Maybe it's not mavatel. Kamash malan es mavatel yisa. Ushmami na noisa tam beroy v'lav diaraisa. Hogim rabbanu bechol duchti that isra ha noisa tam behetter oisrei. As long as has nasin is tam aser. Bavu bisha hetter beroy. Even though the hetter is roy, v'lav diaraisa lil kisola. The deraisa, if you're going to tell me the din of nesin is tam is menatayra, nehi deraba min al chaveira. Fine, granted. If let's say I could go and determine that the pigel, in fact, was the reboy, was the roiv against the noiser, the mushal. But still, tamayav, doesn't the noiser give tam into it? The ikatama the shir shalim. And once it gives tam, so then you should have the pech because of the tam. Because so katay techashta, this is very crucial. At this time, this juncture, the have a minute of fill a pig of a noise in base minim shatamashal zeh, nikr bazeh, nami potter, even though we're talking about two separate minim, where the time is nikr, resh lakish kigoin, hai basr vayshiyari mincha, like we said before. So getting back to our Gemara. Says, Zok resh lakish. A pig of a noise tamay, that they all got nivlal inside the mouth when he chewed it. And I don't know at the end, which one was the mavatel and which one was the bottle? The achlan potter. Why is he potter? Potter for malchus. Avadi is oiver and iser. Ef shliyar min al chaver biyelena. One of them is going to be the greater and one is going to be the smaller, and therefore the mavatel. Shema min atlash. Shema min aisur mavatel and zeze. Not only heter is mavatel iser, even an iser can be mavatel and iser. Ushema min anuys and tam beroy vlav diarais. Because even this obvious, if you're talking about two separate minim, like boss and shari mincha, the boss is going to go and give tam in the shari mincha, so even if the shari mincha turns out at the end was the roiv, and the boss was the miut, but nevertheless you should go and get malchus because of nesinas tam. Oh, nesinas tam is not the arise, it's only the rabban. Oh, so that's why there's no malchus. Since any hasra that he's going to go and give of each one individually, that's not going to be hasra's vaday, because I don't know whether the roiv is going to be the pickle, the noisor, or the tamay. Loishma asura, therefore no malchus. But as Barry pointed out, why shouldn't the person go and say, I give you asura on all three? Toisa says, pshita the like it. If you go and give asura on all three of them, in other
cover
words,
the waterfront.
He cover everything. Exactly right. Beautiful. Masav Rabba. Rabba Freitasai. Osa Isa min chitim min oires. Person put together an Isa, a batter. And in the batter he added both flour of regular wheat together with flour of oiras of rice. And he mixes it together. Okay, so now we have two shaitas over here. The first shaita is going to be is, does he have to go and be mafresh chala min ho'isa? So I would normally think, okay, let's go and see the shear. We'll go bas arroiv. Im yesh bo tam dogon, if you were to able to go and taste tam dogon, we're not suggesting anybody should go and taste it at this point before giving the chala, but presumably people know, the bakers know, that as long as 20% or 50% or 30% or 40% is chitin, you can go and taste the flour that is from chitin. You have to go mimafish chala. Even though we have a gab deruba oiras, even though roiv is oiras, roiv if it happens to be rice, but since you can feel the chala, then the sinis tam is enough to mimachayv. Now, how can you go mimachayv someone to give chala if he's potim in a chala? We just said a moment ago, according to Reish Lakish, that if you have two separate minim, nois and tam beroyev lav di araisa, mazel tov, so you can feel the tam of the chitim, which is just still be part of mchala, because this whole chiv is the din of chiv chala is the araisa, right? The Torah says you have to go and give chala, but it's in the scene, the tam beroyev says lav di araisa, so why do you have to go and give chala? Every more midraban, in a chanam, in a Torah, you would be parted from having to give challah because, according to Reish Lakish, the scene is tam beroyv lav diarais. So why are you giving challah? Midraban. Okay, there that makes sense. In other words, a chamam or machayiv you based on the din of the scene is tam. But now I have a knockout kasha. Yochayim a seifa. That same situation where you have a roiv of oires and a miut of chitin, and you have the scene is tam of chitin. Oh, the miyotze boy de chavasi of Pesach. You can be yotze Seder night eating matzah mitzvah. Of course, we don't eat oras, we the Ashkenazim, but Svardim do eat oras, to my knowledge.
Yes.
But, okay, so Baruch Hashem, we have now Edis from Shelley. But the point is, putting aside the din of oras yotze, oras nisht, the important thing is we see that the tam chala, the tam nachala, the tamatza of the chitim is enough that if you have enough of a shear, you yoytzi b'chavosi b'pesach. Now, obviously, that shows that Nesinus Tam is minatoyer. Because if you're telling him minatoyer, it's bottle mavutl ka'afa di'ara, just like your chometz is bottle mavutl when you say kol chamir v'chamir. So then it should also be bottle in the oiras. And nevertheless, it says that you yoytzi z'charai and that the din of Nesinus Tam is minatoyram. Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. And therefore, says Rashi, we have to delete that middle Shema Mino of Nesinus Tam Baroi Vav Deraisa. In fact, it is Deraisa. Ayazoi Bazoi. So why isn't the Chayiv then Mishum either Pigul or Noisa? Even if the Pigul is the Roiv, Mishum Mechayiv Mishum Noisa because it's Nesinus Tam. So therefore, regardless of whether, let's just make a two Asrois instead of making things complicated with three separate Isurim over here. So let's assume, thank you. Let's assume we have Pigel and Oyster alone. So you said if you're going to go and make Asro on Pigel, no good. You know why it's no good? Because maybe there was a Roiv of Noiser. If he gives a Hasra of Noiser, it's no good. Maybe there's a Roiv of Pigel. Yeah, but if the Noiser gives Tam into the Pigel, or the Pigel gives Tam into the Noiser, then it's not going to make a difference. Because whatever Hasra you're going to go and give, either you're going to have the Roiv, the Mavatl guy, or if you're talking about that it's Nesinus Tam, so then you're going to have the Miut, but nevertheless, Nesinus Tam is the Araisa. So, Ibazoi, why is it Potter? So Rashi says, because they're talking about a case, not like we learned in the Havam in a Shiori Mincha together with the Basar, but we're talking about Basar mit Basar. And therefore, says Imara, El Min B'Shein Aminoi B'Tam. That, yes, you're right. You go after Tam. And that's why when you had the Chitim together with the Oyrez, then you're Mechuyev Chala, Taka D'Araisa. And the reason why it's Kusha for Matzah and Pesach is because you go Basar Tam, the Sinus Tam is D'Araisa. Aye, so why did Rish Lakish say that you're Potter? Because Min B'Minoi is Beruba. Here we're not talking about a case of Min B'She'en Aminoi. We're talking about Min B'Minoi. Look at the top, Rashi. Min B'She'en Aminoi Shatam Nikr Boi B'Tam. You can tell the Tam when you're talking about Chitim and Oyrez or the Basar together with Shi'ar Mincha. It's Mechayim. And therefore, Loki Menatoira in the case of the Pigel with the Noisa. Aye, how come he said it's Potter? V'chiyam Rish Lakish B'Pigel V'Noisa Shel Min U'Minoi. The same Min. Which is min b'minah. The lekel make him a tam. He can't go and tell the tam because they're the same baser. But like tishma minah, no longer take out that middle shma minah. We said shma minah. No, isn't that meroy vav deraisa? No, you have no right because Rish Lakish is not talking about min b'she'ena minah. Min b'she'ena minah vav the nesinus tam is deraisa. He's talking min b'minah. Min b'minah lekel make him a lot of tam. You can't tell what the tam is because they're both exactly the same. It therefore says the Gemara, we delete that second Shema Mino of Rish Lakish. Min B'She'en Aminoi, you feel the Tam, Mechuyim Min HaTorah, you'd get Malkis in the case of Rish Lakish, if it was Taka two separate Minim, and you felt the Tam of one and the other, Havadi, you'd be Mechuyim. And that's why you can go and bring it to Furch, you have a Din of Chal, and that's why you have the Din of Matzahs and Pesach. Why did Rish Lakish say that you'd be Potter? Because we're talking about Min B'Minoi, so therefore there is no Tam. Then you just go Basaroi, and finished. Frey Timara, why do you say that? When Ishar Min B'Minoi, Kim Min B'She'en Aminoi, why don't you go and say, it's Taka true, these two Basars are exactly the same Tam. But what happens if they would be separate entities, such as a Min B'She'en Aminoi, like a Basar and Shiori Mincha? Would it be enough to give a tam? Yes or no? And if it would be enough, why don't you say royin oisoi ki'ilu? Where did we have that svar of royin oisoi ki'ilu? Tanan, oh, our Mishnah. Now I know why we put this Rish Lakish in the first place. What did it say in our Mishnah? Nisar of b'yayin, if the dam of the Zrikas Adam spilled into yayin, it got mixed into yayin, royin oisoi ki'ilu hu mayim. We look upon it as if it happens to be mayim. Now what means we look upon it as if it's mayim? So it doesn't say clearly whether we're talking about the yayin or the dam. Gemara says, Nisar b'yayin, we're assuming that the yayin is the roiv, and the miut is the dam, and look upon this yayin as if it was water, and if it would leave a tint of dam in it, we gave an example, maybe 80-20% perhaps, the 20% would be enough, about it's overwhelmed 80 to 20, 4 to 1, but nevertheless it still leaves a tint. Royin oisel kilumayim. So what do you see? My love, royin oisel yayin kilumayim, and if it still has that tint of dam, then it would have the din of Zrikas Adam, and it's a real dam, and you can go and be Mekayim the Mitzvah, and you can have a kosher carbon, because you'll do a Zrikas Adam. Ah, so you see that even though we're talking about min b'minai, now, obviously, yayin and dam are not the same min. This is wine, and this is blood. However, the gabi chazuta, which we mentioned really earlier, that is considered min b'minai, because they're both red. So why didn't we say, at the top of the own, we said min b'minim b'roiv, just look at the roiv. So if roiv happens with yayin, the whole thing is goonish. You can't go and be machsher according by throwing wine. You got to go and throw, you got to throw dam. So if your whole min b'minim is beruba, so then you should say, sorry, no dam, I can't be mekayim the mitzvah, I can't go and be zoyre. We don't say that, we say aroyin. So why don't we say this aroyin over here as well? Why did the Gemara say at the top of the own? Min b'minim is tam. Min b'minoi is beruba. No, why don't we go and say, min b'minoi, we should go and see. Were it to be not basar and basar, as the case of Reish Lakish, but basar and shiori mincha, like the havamin of the Gemara, either the basar would go and give tam if they happen to be more or less the same quantity. No, so why don't you go and say that it is an asinus tam, and therefore the person should be able to go and get malchus, either whether you give him a hasra on pigle or hasra on noiser. One of them is going to be the roiv, the other one is going to be the noisin tam, so a man of shoch, the hasro'o will work to go and give him malchus. Not that roin is ha-yayim, ki ilu mayim, roin ois le-dam ki ilu mayim. The dam has fallen into the yayin, even though the dam is 20%, 30%, 40%, and it leaves a mara of dam, or at least roin oisai, then it would leave a mara of dam. We're not saying Kohen Royin es hayayim kilumayim, Royin es hadam kilumayim. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that that dam is worthless. It's like it's water, and just like water cannot be machshir a carbon, so same thing, this dam, because it became bottle in a much larger quantity of yayin, it's bottle. Frey Timura, that doesn't sound right. Ihochi bottle mi boile. Why do we have to go to the length of saying Royin oisayim? The reason why it's bottle is because it's like a bottle. You have a roiv of yayin, you have a miut of dam, you cannot use the dam, it's no longer effective. Not because I look upon the dam, it's a mayim. I look upon the dam that it's absolutely dam. The whole reason I can't use it is because it's bottle beroiv in the yayin. So therefore, l'choyda, we do see that there is this din of roiv. V'oid, and I'll tell you beferish from a braisa. Mishta, you could kaka maneuver one way or the other. But the price says very clearly, Tanya Yehudai, Meroin Oisek Yilu Yayin Odoim. What is this all about? We're going to have this halacha in another two lines, with it talking about you have a dli. Dli is a bucket, and that bucket was tamei, and I want a toilet on the mikvah that it should be tar. Well, nothing wrong with that. But the problem is that the bucket has contents. Well, the smart thing to do would be to go and pour the contents out, make sure it's dry, and put in the mikvah. For some reason, they didn't do that. And they left inside this bucket yayin lovan or icholav. Let's just talk about yayin lovan. One case, you have white wine. The white wine, as we know, is translucent, transparent, very much just like the water. Okay, so what happens now? I have water. I'm putting this bucket, which has in it the yayin lovan, and I'm inserting it in the mikveh. And water now comes into the dli and fills up the dli. So what's the halacha now vis-a-vis this dli? Does it become tohir? Or do you say, no, you have a chatzitza of that yayin was down below and it didn't allow for the water to permeate and spread throughout the whole dli. And if that's a chatzitza, it's no good and not a good, not a proper tvila. As we'll see in a moment, there's in fact a machlokes. The Tanakama of the Braisa, which we have not quoted yet, says, Hoylchen Acher Haroiv, see where the Yayin Lovan level was. Was it more than 50%? Then in fact, this was not a kosher tvila. If it was less than 50%, it is a kosher tvila. Mm-hmm. You go Basar Raif.
Right, what? The
sorry?
The roiv of the bucket.
The contents of the bucket. Where the roiv of the...
The big bucket is from my mikvah.
Yeah, the bucket can hold twice 10 gallons. Did you have 6 gallons of the wine, then the tefillah doesn't work. If you have 6 gallons of the water, then the tefillah works. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, royin oisa ki iluhu yayin odom. Look upon that yayin loven down below. As if it was yayin odem, as if it was red wine. Aha. and therefore im dia mareyu, if the mare, the word dia means to become dimmed, if the mare was so dimmed that you don't see the red wine in it, in other words, there was only 10% of wine on the bottom, it was yayin lovan. We're deeming it to be yayin odoin, but because 90% of the water comes in, you don't see any mare at all. However, v'imlav, however, if it's not the mare, you do see that yayin. In other words, after you've deemed the yayin lovin to be yayin odoin, you can see the yayin, and there's still a reddish tint in the water. Then it's possible. Oh, so we see that there is such a concept of roin. Mind you, we're not talking about roin over here.
He's imagining the roin.
Yes.
We're deeming it. Yes. We're deeming it. You're right. It's imagining. So
virtual.
A virtual. I'm sorry, Shlomo, you have a question?
We're not considering not just what is visible, but also that wine, whether it's clear or a red wine, will have a smell to it, an odor to it. In a small proportion.
You're talking about a reyach, and also you could talk about the taste. Even if it happens to be...
People are not going to say you're tasting, but they would certainly smell it.
Well, I get it depends on
taste,
how.
Taste and smell go together.
Exactly. So, Mitchum, those types of topics we're going to mention, we're going to talk about tomorrow. As we said, if you look in the middle of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, Rava says, sometimes you go Basar Tam, sometimes you go Basar Roiv, sometimes you go Basar Mare Chazuta. So, Mitchum, that'll be for tomorrow's discussion. Our Gemara today is basically equating the two. Because until now, when we were talking about the Pigel and Oyser, we were talking about the Tam. Is it nois in tam, yes or no? And then the Gemara concluded, once it's min b'minoi, you don't feel the tam. So Gemara says, why don't you say the same thing like with the yayin, with the dam, royin oisai. It's not o royin oisai where they're going to go and feel the tam of the yayin, it's going to be on the mare. So you see that the Gemara is equating this nesinas tam to the din of nesinas mare. That as long as the yayin or the dam is giving a mare into the water, it gives that tint, then it's still deemed to be like either the dam or the yayin, depending on the case that we're talking about. So just, again, back to this price. So therefore, what's the Gemara's kasha? The top line, we said, min b'she'ena minoi is betam. That's easy. You can taste it. It's a two different meaning. Min b'minoi yigo basaroi. No. Nishayir min b'minoi kim min b'she'ena minoi. Deem it, imagine, as if there were two separate minim. Would it give a tam? Yes, then it gives a tam. Where do we find this concept? We see Rabbi Yehuda clearly. And our Mishnah, we can go and try to manipulate one way or the other. But Rabbi Yehuda says very clearly, if I have wine at the bottom, even though the wine is yayin lovan mamish, I deem it to be as if it was yayin odoim, and see whether there's a mara, yes or no. So, even by min b'minai, don't just say, go bus a roif. Go and say Ryan, see whether or not it would have given the tam were they to be two separate meaning. Says Gemara, the kasha that you've asked is a solid kasha. However, tonight, in fact, it's a machloikis whether min b'minoi, you just go basa roiv, or do you go and say Ryan ki'ilu tisanya? Oh, now we bring the full brisa. Talishish b'yayin lovan oy cholov. You have in it the white wine or the milk. Vit biloi, and you toivel that in the mikvah. Holkanach roiv. Very simple. What was in the dli originally? Was there 6 gallons out of 10 gallons of yayin lovan or cholov? Then, it was since it was roiv, you do not have a proper immersion of the kli, and therefore the kli remains tummy. On the other hand, if you had 60% water, 6 gallon of 10, inside this kli, that overwhelms the yayin lovan or cholov, and holchanach roiv, very simple. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a royin, I say, kilu yayin odoim. That's the Rabbi Yehuda which we just quoted two lines ago. Mdiyamareu, kasha dim lav, posel. It's interesting that the Gemara asked the kasha on Reish Lakish from Rabbi Yehuda. What did Reish Lakish say? Min b'she'ena minoi betam. Min b'minoi is beruba. Ah, we have a Rabbi Yehuda here. The Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that you go just min b'minoi beruba blindly. But he says you have to imagine and you have to go and deem it. And then, and for the Gemara, you're right if you're talking about a contributor, but some chloikis tanoim. And guess what? Reish Lakish holds like the Tanakama. That's what the Tanakama, which is the Rabbanon, and the Tanakama says here in this braisa. You just go basar roiv. You don't start deeming the white wine if it's red, if it's green, if it's yellow, did it give a mara, doesn't give a mara. Just go basar roiv. And that's exactly what Reish Lakish said. Min mamino is baruba. So that's what the Gemara's terence is. Tanoi, don't ask me a kashan of you. Do I hold like the Tanakama? It's interesting the Gemara even asked this kasha, because if the Gemara knew about this braisa, about Rabbi Yehuda, they presumably knew about the Tanakama. In fact, they brought it one line later, so the Tanakama said so. Rabbi Yehuda can go, then Rish Lakish can hold an answer. Why are you asking me kashas from Rabbi Yehuda? I follow the Rabbanan. Which of the mice is the Gemara's teret? The question is, what was the Havana? Okay. Now we get to Urimini. Now the Gemara is asking a stira Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda. What's a stira Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda? We have over here, Dli, Shehu Mole Roikin, Vid Biloi, Kiloi Tova. Me Raglayim Roin Oise Kilein Mayim. Mloi Mechatos Achiyirba Mayim Al Mechatos. Man Shamas Isle Roin at Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, so we're going to ask a stira Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda. Now what's a stira? We started with a Dli that was full of Roik. Roik, of course, means spittle. Rashi says, Lav Dafka, that it was Mole, even if you only had a little bit of spittle inside the dli. Since roik is thick, it attaches like an adhesive to the bottom of the dli, and therefore it's choytzeit. So why did we use the term molei? Says Rashi, agav, the next case of meiraglaim, even if it was full of meiraglaim. Meiraglaim, as you'll know, is urine. Nevertheless, roin oiski lemait. So since the meiraglaim is a case of molei, we call the delishu mali roik when a filamashu as Izuk Rashi. If you look at Rashi about halfway down the wide lines, Rashi begins, Ki'ilu loy taval, sha'roik avhu, it's thick, v'choytzef in their mind, v'ain a bottle of mind, doesn't become bottled. Mali lav dafka, we don't mean that it's really full of roik, ima bisalit. Hela aidi de boy la missing, maloy me raglaim, de dafku, dashmina rebusa, etc. Same thing over here, we use the term roi, but we don't really mean roi for mole. We just mean afil abisle, it's choitzis because it's thick. So you want to go and toivel the kli? Fine, just, you know, you have to scrape it off and get out that roi, and once it gets out, that's fine. But as long as the roi is there, you got a problem. So delishu mole roi, vid be like you like tovah, because the chatzit. What happens if it's full of meiraglaim? Roi and oisoik ilu hein mayim. You look upon meiraglaim, says Rashi, even though we know that the appearance of meiraglaim is slightly different than regular mayim. It usually has a bit of a yellow tint. Okay, nevertheless, we look upon it essentially as water, and since it's water, it mixes with the other water and becomes bottle, no problem. And therefore, it is a proper tvil. When happens you have maloy mechatos? Inside your dli, you had mechatos water. Mechatos water looks exactly the same as regular water. The only difference between mechatos water, mechatos of paraduma water. The only difference between mechatos and regular water is, number one, you take it out from a mayon, mayim chayim. That's what's wonderful. And there's a little bit of ash. We're not talking about huge amounts of ash floating around. If you ever tried to mix ash with water, they don't really mix. It really just floats on the top. So you only have to have a bisula. So that bisla, which is there, you now, it's the kli, the dli, has this mechatas in it, and you put it into the water. As long as, again, you're 60-40%, like we spoke about before, like the yayin lavan, we don't mention yayin lavan, we mention the mechatas, as long as roi v'mayim of the mikvah water inside this kli, this dli. The dli, again, is a volume of 10 gallons. If you had 6 gallons of mechatas and you put in another 4 gallons of the mikvah water, no good. Now, you're wondering, why do I have the mechatas in here in the first place? So Rashi says, because mechatas is metame. Really, I thought mechatas is metayer. That's the famous choik about paraduma water, that it's metayer to mayim, and it's metame to hoirim. So you're going to say to yourself, so what have I accomplished then? For every person I'm metayer, I'm also metame somewhere.
It's a different tumah. One's a tumah erev, one's a
tumah shiva. Exactly. There you have tumah shiva. You have to have the mechatas on shlish yushvi to remove that tumah of the tumah smez. Otherwise, halfnish. So that's metaher tmei. On the other hand, the people that are dealing with it, the person that's carrying it, lemoshel, then that mechatas is takim etami, but it's only a tumah shiva, a tumah erev. You go to the mikveh at night, you become tar. Okay, so you have the mechatas water, and now if the roiv of the water that comes in is the mikvah water, it'll overwhelm it, and now it's now tohar water, the tumah leaves. On the other hand, if it was 6 gallons out of 10 gallons of chatas water, then it continues to be metame, because that's the roiv. Okay, so that's the halach of the braisa. Right, tomorrow, man shamis lay the islay royin, that middle case of the meiraglaim is a royin case. and therefore it becomes mutter. So who holds this Ryan? That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's the same Rabbi Yehuda that we had in the other Braisa of the Lisha Yesh Bayayin Love and Echolav. Rabbi Yehuda says, Royin Oiskele Yayin Adam. And here it says by the Mechatas, the Sagile Beruba. Why? Because it's Min Beminoi. Why don't we say over here too the same thing? Why don't we look upon this Mechatas as if it would be Yain Odom Lamashal and see whether it leaves a tint or not? Why do we just automatically go Basaroid? So the Chayyah had the stira between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Loikasha, Hadi Dei Hadi Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda on his own, and Rabbi Yehuda in the name of his Rebbe. Who is Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe? The son of Rabbi Yehuda, Oyim Mishim Ram Gamliel. Oh, that's Mishay the Rabbi. Ein dam mevatel dam, like we had in our Mishnah. Dam cannot be mevatel dam. Ein roik mevatel roik. Now, what would be roik mevatel roik? Until now, we're talking about mikvah water, whether the roik is chatzitza or not. What was it there? Roik mevatel roik. Says Rashi, what happens if you have the roik of a zav? A zav, as we know, is a person who's tamei because of an emission that he had. What happens if at the same time you have roik of a tohar? Regular individual goes and spits out on the street, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent is not the point, but that roik is just of a tar. What happens if the two roikin mix together? Then go and see which one is the roik. Is the roik of the spittle from the tar, or is the roik of the spittle from the zav? Shoktach Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Ram Gamliel. It's a case of min beminoi, roik and roik, and roik mevat the roik. Vein meraglaim mevat meraglaim. Again, the same type of situation. You had meraglaim of a tohar, and they had the meraglaim of a zov. Ein meraglaim mevat meraglaim, because again, you have the min beminoi situation. Well, normally, some min beminoi is beruba. You go basaroif. No. Rabbi Yehuda, famously, normally we say it in his own name, he says that min beminoi loy batl. Remember, that's what Rashi said back in the Mishnah. That's Mishmeid Ram Gamliel. The min beminoi loy batl. Ein dam mevatel dam. Ein roik mevatel roik. Ein meraglaim. Notice over here, by the dam mevatel dam, we don't start asking, or by the roik or the meraglaim. Well, royin, let's go and see whether it leaves a tint or whether it chazutza. We don't go after that. We just go and say it's not mevatel because min beminoi loy batl. Ah, so that's one Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda that's in the shame of Ram Gamliel. Which tzad does he hold? Does he hold your royin, this royin? So let's look at the top Rashi. Hod Rabbi, hod it nali el royin oisik ilu yayin odoim the Rabbi who the machmer bebitl. It's his Rebbe. That's from Gamliel that we have over here in this brisa. He's one of the machmer bebitl. Now notice we didn't see the word about royin even once in this brisa. Yehuda said mishum Ram Gamliel. Dam is not mevatel dam. Roik is not mevatel roik. Meiraglaim not mevatel roik. So we is the royin that you're talking about. So Rashi, ki heichi the machmer min demina viyamalei batel klal umim b'shein demina nami diaslei the bottle. He would hold over there. It's also bottle. The kaimalei calls man shemara hamut nika beroiv loy bottle. We'll be finished in about 2 minutes. Yitzchak Hashem, but Ibrish himself. Hopefully by that time you'll have your minion. The kaimalei calls man shemara hamut nika beroiv. As long as the mara nika beroiv. Loi bottle. It does not become bottle. Ah, so machmen nami vi omer. Deicha de marein shovin. Kikon yain loven de maim. Royin oisekilu odoim. Vloi sagi lei beruba. So what Rashi is saying is, the Gemara doesn't say it expressly. The Gemara is just saying that Behuda, one of the Behudas is in the name of his Rebbe Ram Gamliel. And what did Ram Gamliel say? Does he talk about royin at all? No. But I do see it as a machmen. Because he says, dam is not mevatel dam. Roik is not mevatel roik. What happens if you have 90% of roik tohar and you have 10% of roik tamei? Sorry, ein roik mevatel roik because min b'mino ein oi batel. Oh, so he's a grace of machmir. It's in the case when you have your, for instance, your yayin in the mikvah, your yayin lovon, there too he would be machmir. Even though there we're talking about two different minim. Here we're talking about water together with the yayin. Royin oisekilu odoin. And you don't just go bust a roik and say, oh, Roiv is water, and a miyot is this yayin lover. No, Royin oisei, that if it would be red, then it would give a chazut, it would give a mari into it, and that's why it would be machre. Oh, so that is one Rabbi Yehuda. That one Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Ram Gamliel. So that was the Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa, with the delish yesh by yayin lover. You don't go basa roiv, but you go and see, ki ilu yayin otem. Oh, that's Ram Gamliel. The second Braisa we just said now, where he said you have the dli, which is full of the mechatas, if the overwhelming amount is the water in the mikveh, it's tahar. Yirba mayel mechatas. Why don't we go and say mechatas nochmul royin? That's the second Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, in his own name, not in the name of his Rebbe of Rav Gamliel. So that was one teretz to end from the kasha. Just to conclude, a second teretz, very quick teretz. Rav Amar, v'dlisha teichet tohar v'gabay tomi askinan. We're talking about a very interesting situation where the dli, the bucket, was partially tahar and partially tummy. And you're saying to yourself, how could that be? It is even tummy tahar.
Right.
Oh, so Rashi says it's talking about a situation where the tumma that got on it was a tumma drabbanon of what? Of tummas mashkin. Mashkin normally is only matama. Other oichlin, midrabbanon.
The first parak of Pesachim with the step up with the becher and the tamei
etc. etc. So since we're talking about that mashkin drabbanon fell on it, so Chacham did not want to say that the entire dli happens to be tamei, because we were afraid of that if truma that got into that dli, then we'd go and say, well, then truma have to go and burn it because the truma happens to be tamei. So to go and show that this is a truma drabbanon, they said that only the gaboy from the outside is tamei, but the inside is tamei.
The mechatos is inside. In the case of the breast, the mechatos was inside.
That's Rav Amar b'dlisha toicha torah v'gaboy tamei askinan. The medina saglehu b'choldu. Really, ikra din, to go and make this tli tor, you just have to go and put into the mikveh, and just have a drop of water go over the top edge, just to make sure that the entire outside is tahar. You don't really need to have water coming into inside. The Chacham were concerned that he's not going to allow for the water to go up on top of the edge and then drip in a little bit, because he's going to worry about that if there happens to be yayin odoim or this mechatos or anything down below, it's going to become spoiled. And so therefore he might just stop the water of the tefillah just from the outside. As long as you have the roiv of the mechatos inside, then you don't have to worry anymore. So bottom line is, if you look at the Rashi bin Medina Sagila, Rashi in the middle, the Knesis Mayim L'Toichei Koldu and L'Abisla, Shetale Tevila L'Svasai. You just need to put the Tevila that the water should go on top of the Svas at the very top. The inside doesn't need Tevila at all. Rabbanu Degazer, Shiet V'Lena Yav V'Machaguta Tevila. The Amris, the Sagila B'Tevila, Gaboy, just the outside and Abisla Natav. The Machayas Alayu Al Mechatas, he'll have a Rachmunis in the Mechatas, Shlo Yisarvu Mea Mikvah L'Toichav Yivsul. He's worried about, I won't be able to use this mechatas. It's very precious. We know how much a par aduma costs. Ask Dama ben Asina how much a par aduma costs. It costs a fortune. You don't want to lose this mechatas. So he's going to have rachmunis. He's not going to be matvalei lesvasa kli. Chamoyda that the wood is not going to go all the way to the top. It's only going to go to the outside. V'chigozra olav lahat biloi ulapoisloi. No, be matvalei the whole thing. However, kim dekerebuya suloi tzarech. As long as you have a roiv of mikvah falling into this tli, even though normally Rabbi Yehuda would hold, royin, look at the mechatas to see whether it has a mara, like as if it had a mara of yayin odoim. However, here he doesn't say that, because that would already be like a gzera legzera, a second chumrah. Why? Since you have roiv of the mikvah, suloi tzarech, do atfilas toich chumrah, the ganze zach would have any water inside. Is only a chumah. I don't really need to go and toivel the inside of the li at all. So I'm only doing mitrabanan. So as long as roiva, the water that comes in, is kusha water, it's
mavatos mechatos. But it's based on it because the mechatos is still inside.
Yeah, we're talking about the li. We're not talking about the mechatos.
Okay.
Therefore, says the Gemara, that would be.
Mechatos-